Good morning, Columbia and Greene County. You are tuned to 90.7 WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. My name is Tyson. It's Monday morning, 11 a.m. Welcome to the House of Zoom. I'm going to try to tell a story through sound, like I always kind of try to do. Today's program is going to be loosely based around filling in chapters that didn't quite express themselves in the past. The emergence of the ghastly, tree-dwelling, anemic, hermaphroditic flytrap children and their abuse of a brand new toxic mutagen. So, after you hear it, you'll know what I'm saying. Stay tuned. You are tuned to the only place you should be tuned, 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, broadcasting live from Hudson. Creative Community Radio. Stay tuned. Thank you.
Left this, and who left this?
Excuse me. George Bush.
us. He gave us Obama. I'm not a big fan of George Bush. I'm not a fan of Obama.
You're talking about what who gave who,
I know.
Maybe.
Because I don't think I'm going to get Whoopi's vote.
If you did, let me just ask, if you did be...
And she likes me. She even put me in a movie.
She's going to say.
She put me in a movie, right?
We are friends.
How much should I judge? Nothing.
Like they say in the
document.
Him if you did beat him in the general election.
I don't want to trivialize it. You know, we have this show that turned out to be such a success, and maybe that's why I'm sitting here partially, because people have gotten to know
me. They respect
it. What about this? You recently said about President Obama, I'm going to quote you, he grew up and nobody knew him. Nobody knows who he is until later in his life. The whole thing is very strange. What are you driving at there? Are you a birth from Donald?
I was a really good student at the best school. I'm not like a smart guy, okay? They make these birthers into the worst it is. Why doesn't he show his birth certificate? I think he probably...
Have to.
Because I have to, and everybody else has to. Excuse me. I really believe there's a birth certificate. Why... Look, she's smiling. Why doesn't he show his birth certificate? And you know what? I wish he would. Because I think it's a terrible pale that's hanging over him. He should show his birth certificate. The other thing, if you go back to my first grade, my kindergarten, people remember me. Nobody from those early years.
We have pictures of them. What are you talking about?
Okay, show me a picture.
There are people in Hawaii.
I've
there
seen
are people that he's grown up. No, as
I
little kids.
I haven't seen early pictures. But more importantly, why doesn't he... And you know what? I think he probably was, but the word probably would be...
Why did he have to defend himself against an accusation?
You know why?
Because if you're going to be the president of the United States,
it says very profoundly that you have to be born in this country.
But did anybody ever say that? Asked George Bush or said to George Bush, is Hawaii not part of the United States?
George Bush. I'm not saying I was a fan of George Bush.
No.
You know that better than anybody. But George Bush was born in this country. That's right.
Isn't Hawaii still part of the United States?
Am I gone? Do you question whether he was or not because he hasn't come forward with it?
I grew up in New York. Wall Street was a big part. I have seen fraud and I have seen scandal and I have seen things that a lot of people don't see. I've seen people take a $100 bill and make it $1 million bill.
I'm going to have to pause. Get to the point.
Okay. The point is, I can't rely on some newspaper that they show that...
You wanted to become president of the United States.
I want him to show his birth certificate. There's something on that birth certificate that he doesn't
want. Oh, my God.
Donnie, I love you. I'm telling you.
I think that's the biggest pile of dog mess I've heard in
Thank you. to save her. She didn't hear her baby call.
Dead.
Dead babies can't take care of themselves. Dead babies.
98.7 WGXC, broadcasting live from Hudson, Iqra, and Catskill. My name is Tyson. This has been Zoom for the last 50 minutes or so. A little rundown of what I played. Force Field from last to first, I guess. Dual Impermanence, a homemade tape, Interstates, etc. Wasp, the Widowmaker from the always really cool Last Command LP from like 85. And I used to go to military school in high school, and I had like a 90-minute ride, and I would have my little bag of cassettes and my little clunky Sony tape Walkman, and Wasp was a tape I always had in my going into my head. So Rudolf Eber, Alice Cooper, Dead Babies from the very cool Constrictor LP, early 70s, Justice Yeldham, Sunburned Hand of the Man, Guyanne, Bone and Joint Center, Flipped Out Jackson and the Misses down there in Albany, and some Sun City Girls from Cameo Manifestations of Demons, Launow and Kupu from Finland started it off. My name is Tyson, and I did a whole bunch of homemade interference pigments that I threw in too, just to add some color. So stay tuned. Coming up next is the Monday Musical Matinee, which I think he's coming in now. So, okay. I'll be back again next week. Thank you so much. Stay tuned to your creative community radio station. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year we're here. And we are community supported, which is very nice. What the people can do when they put their heads together. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. And be back again next week. Bye. 90.7. Iqra, Catskill, Hudson. One last piece. I'm going to play the old guy from Logan's Run. Reading a fable.
What toads? One midsummer night at the Fauna Club, some of the members fell to boasting each of his unique distinction or achievement.
I'm the real macaw, squawked the macaw proudly.
Okay, Mac, take it easy,
said the raven who was tending bar.
You should have seen the one I got away from, said the marlin. He must have weighed a good 235 pounds.
If it weren't for me, the sun would never rise, bragged the rooster. And the desire of the night for the morning would never be gratified.
He wiped a tear away. If it weren't for me, nobody would get up.
If it weren't for me, there wouldn't be anybody, the stork reminded him proudly.
I tell them when spring is coming,
the robin chirped.
I tell them when the winter will end,
the groundhog said.
I tell them how deep the winter will be, said the woolly bear.
I swing low when the storm is coming, said the spider. Otherwise it wouldn't come and the people would die of a drought. The mouse got into the act.
You know what it says? Not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse, he hiccuped. Well, gentlemen, that little old mouse was little old me.
Quiet, said the raven, who had been lettering a sign and now hung it prominently over the bar. Open most hearts and you will see graven upon them vanity. The members of the Fauna Club stared at the sign.
Probably means the wolf who thinks he founded Rome, said the cat. Or the great bear who thinks he is made of stars,
said the mouse.
Or the golden eagle who thinks he's made of gold,
said the rooster.
All the sheep who think men couldn't sleep unless they counted sheep,
said the marlin. The toad came up to the bar and ordered a green mint frappe with a firefly in it.
Fireflies will make you lightheaded, warned the bartender.
Not me, said the toad.
Nothing can make me lightheaded. I have a precious jewel in my head.
The other members of the club looked at him with mingled disbelief.
Sure, grinned the bartender. It's a toad pears, ain't it, Hoppy? It is an extremely beautiful emerald, said the toad coldly, removing the firefly from his frappe and swallowing it. Absolutely priceless emerald. More than priceless. Keep 'em coming.
The bartender mixed another green mint frappe, but he put a slug in it this time instead of a firefly.
I don't think the toad has a precious jewel in his head, said the macaw.
I do, said the cat. Nobody could be that ugly and live unless he had an emerald in his head.
I bet you 100 fish he hasn't,
said the pelican.
I bet you 100 clams he has,
said the sandpiper. The toad, who was pretty well frappéd by this time, fell asleep, and the members of the club debated how to find out whether his head held an emerald or some other precious stone. They summoned the woodpecker from the back room and explained what was up.
If he hasn't got a hole in his head, I'll make one, said the woodpecker.
There wasn't anything there gleaming or lovely or precious. The bartender turned out the lights. The sun came up. Open most of it. Not even a mind.